listener production.
A missing Wagga teenager found, more financial uncertainty after yet another rate hike, and the demerging of one of our region's high schools becomes a top priority for the Deputy Premier. Today's weather, more rain across the region, heading for 16 in Wagga and 18 in Griffith. I'm Stephen Zoyce, and welcome to Riverina Local News. Well, they've done it again. In the 12th hike since April last year, the RBA has lifted the cash rate to 4.1%, and this means more financial uncertainty for mortgage holders. So how are they faring in our region? CoreLogic's Eliza Owen says with a slight decline in home values across our patch, it would be better for us to hold tight right now rather than selling.
There could be a challenge ahead for people who find themselves in a situation where they're struggling with mortgage repayments and do need to sell. It's probably better if they can hold out and wait for that market to move back into an upswing.
And speaking of the cost of living crisis, it could be just another reason for decision makers to rule out further water buybacks in the Murray-Darling Basin. That's according to the body representing our region's irrigators. They say taking another 450 gigs would drive up input costs for farmers, cause a drop in production, and lead to us forking out even more for food and fibre.
Australian supermarket food prices have increased by a new peak of nearly 10% over the past 12 months. And it's really important that we highlight here that rising input costs for producers means rising bills that consumers will be facing when they go to the supermarket.
That's Christine Freak there from the New South Wales Irrigators Council. A teenager in Wagga has been found almost 2 weeks after being reported missing. The 14-year-old boy was last seen on Wednesday, May 26, on Cox Avenue in Forest Hill. A spokesperson from New South Wales Police says he was located on Tuesday night. Demerging the Murrumbidgee Regional High School was at the top of the agenda for the Deputy Premier on her visit to Griffith this week. Following the failed merger, Labor has reaffirmed its commitment to putting things back the way they were. Also promising to address the chronic teacher shortages, the school currently has 19 vacancies, the highest number in the state. Prukar saying while they're working on the issue statewide, it's clear that Griffith needs individual attention.
Obviously, what needs to happen here is something very specific. And that's why I've asked the department, instructed the department to investigate what is happening with the incentives, the issue of transfer points at Griffith.
And recent data has shown men in our region are just as lonely as those in the bigger cities, with 43% claiming they lack social connection. And this is no small issue, with the health impacts of loneliness just as harmful as obesity, some cancers and smoking. The age group suffering the most is between 35 and 49, with one in four men reporting they feel isolated. To sport now, and Wagga Tigers finals aspirations just received a major boost. It comes after Jackson Kelly informed the club that he would stay on for the remainder of the season. He's been splitting his time with Tigers and Adelaide-based club Salisbury North throughout the first half of the year. He's helped the side fly under the radar, the boys from Robertson Oval currently sitting second on the table.